Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my giggly co-host, Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Or we're trying really hard today. We're having a day, folks.
So we've recorded this intro over and over because we keep busting up laughing.
Yeah, this is probably about the fifth one. So just join in, man. We're having a happy dog day, you know? Happy whatever. It's worse than crying. I mean, better than crying. I can't even talk. Oh, man. Okay, so we're actually here for a reason. We're doing an episode for Bark Radio. Terry, go. Well, did you do the intro?
Yeah, actually. Okay. So what are we talking about today? Oh, I know what we're talking about. Go ahead.
I believe that you have a new structure in your backyard.
I do. I had yesterday I had some time, and I decided to take something off of my fun list rather than my to-do list.
Wise man.
I haven't had any fun list for a while, but...
So what did you do? What did you do?
I built a treehouse for the dogs, basically.
Oh, how cool. And tell the folks again, in case they're new listeners, what kind of dogs you have.
I have Suri, who's an Australian cattle dog. She's about a year and a half old, and she loves to climb and walk on things. And
jump and spin. Yeah.
And our other dog is Sparky, who's a cattle dog pit bull mix, and he's about six. And he's not so much into jumping and spinning, but he likes to climb up and just sit.
Yeah, he likes to lay down and watch the world go by.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly.
So this is cool. This is really cool, this platform thing that you built. It's right. Three levels.
Correct.
And you attached it to a tree, so it's nice and stable.
Right.
And tell the folks, what's it made out of? Just some plywood? And
well, yeah, I try to do it on a small budget, because the idea was not to, well, one, cut down a forest, and two, to... still have, you know, some money left in my wallet when this was done. So I repurposed some of the lumber I had, and then I bought some other lumber at the hardware that I needed because I just didn't have enough pieces I could reuse from other things. But basically the top platform is about five and a half feet in the air, and it's 4x4.
Okay.
And the second platform is about 3 feet in the air, maybe three and a half, maybe just a little over three. And it's 4x2. Mm-hmm. And then the lower level was about a foot and a half in the air, and it's really kind of a foot by 3 feet.
That's
more of a
stepping
step.
On. Yeah, stepping on platform, which Suri tends to skip when
she's
coming.
Yeah, she just jumps to the 3 foot one. For the folks that haven't heard me talk about Suri before, she has a 4 foot vertical jump from a standstill, so she is a leaper.
Yeah.
She will climb and leap anything.
And in that vein, since she does love to leap, and we are always concerned about our dog's structure, their joints in particular. Terry said he's going to put, what, a railing around the top platform?
The top platform, yeah. She hasn't tried to jump off of it.
But she will.
I'm afraid she will. Yeah. And at 5 feet, that's too high.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put something, maybe 12 or 15 inch railing around it. She could still jump over it if she wanted to, but it'll discourage her enough that she won't mess with it.
And plus, if they fall asleep up there and they roll in their sleep, they won't roll off 5 feet. They're not cats. It's not good.
Yeah, that'll hurt. Yeah. And I don't want that. So I'm going to finish that actually after we get done recording.
Cool.
So.
And we'll put a photo of the Poochie's platform up on Bark Radio. Because one of the cool things is Terry can add to this.
Right.
He can add cool other pieces like things like ladders and
tubes
other platforms
and
tunnels and stuff like that. There's so much, you guys, that you can build with scrap wood. One of the things that I've done too is use straw or hay bales and what the hell? Planks.
Straw or hay bales and planks.
And planks. If you use a plank of wood that's like 12 inches wide by, if you want it really stable, by an inch thick, and then you can do 6 foot, 8 foot, 10 foot, 12 foot, whatever you want, and you can make little dog walks that aren't real high off the ground by putting both ends on a hay bale or maybe one end on one hay bale, one end on two hay bales. It's just cool. It's fun stuff for your dogs to play on. And the hay bales kind of keep the expense down a little bit. You can add height, and they're biodegradable when they're done, and they're just kind of cool. We've built tunnels for the dogs with them. Just all kinds of fun things you can do.
That's cool. Yeah, I have, I've not done any of this stuff with the straw, but it makes perfect sense, and it is cheap.
Mm-hmm. And for dogs as agile as a cattle dog, this kind of thing in the backyard is just a good way for them to play and get some of that energy off and bounce up and down, and it's just good for them.
Yeah, she will bounce up and down, that's for sure. Uh-huh.
And just, folks, if you do it, again, the stability piece is the most important. Make sure it's stable. Your dog's not going to knock it over or knock it down and get hurt.
Right. That's the thing with this. Even though it is in sort of in the trees, and I do jokingly call it a tree fort, it does have legs, and it, mm-hmm. you know, it's strong enough I could get up there and sit on it, and it would be fine.
Cool.
So it's good, but the dogs seem to like it, and I know there'll be another platform and a bridge going across here this summer.
Oh,
I can already
stuff.
See it in my mind, so and it'll be fun. We'll get there.
Yeah, so keep that in mind, guys. You can build things in your own backyard that are really fun for your dogs and make life a bit more interesting for them. Okay, so that kind of leads us into, where did you get the wood, Terry?
Well... And I guess we should warn the people. It's a bit of a rant.
So, yeah, you might want to either just turn us off right now or listen to the rant.
No, it'll be a clean rant. But so I was up at Lowe's buying the wood, and that's not plugging them necessarily. They're just the closest hardware place.
Right.
And I was checking out, and the cashier there was just chatting to me about some different things as we were checking out. He was a nice guy. And he started talking about football. And he said that he started to talk about Michael Vick.
Ruh-roh.
And what team he was going to go to. And that was probably his first mistake with me. Because I said, wait a minute, I'm going to stop you right there. Michael Vick should not be playing football. He's a criminal and he's a cruel SOB. And his eyes got really big.
Like saucer big. Like, this big guy is going to come across this counter and he's going to hurt me.
and, you know, I was... not being threatening in any way. I'm sure that I suddenly caught him off guard because I cut him off. But,
right.
you know, to me, the whole Michael Vick thing, and we've intentionally at Vark Radio not gone too far into it, and we don't want to spend all of our time ranting on this show. That's not what it's about. But we decided to talk about it a little bit this time because when Dee and I were talking about it, we talked about, like, Pete Rose, for example. And if you're a baseball fan, you know about Pete Rose got kicked out of baseball, basically, because he was gambling. Not on his own teams, but he was gambling on other baseball teams.
And that kept him from being in the Hall of Fame.
Correct. And that doesn't make... I mean, gambling is nowhere near the crime of what Michael Vick did. And Pete Rose didn't do the prison time like
right.
Michael Vick did.
He's not a convicted felon.
Correct.
And Michael Vick is a convicted felon.
Right. So I don't get why they're letting him in. Oh, I do. Actually, I do understand it. It pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all about money. It's all
but
about
of course
greed.
It is.
And I don't care if he can play football or not. He shouldn't be.
No, he should not be making millions and millions of dollars. He does not deserve that. You should have to earn that.
Yeah.
And he has just blown any trust any human being who loves dogs anyway, who loves life, ever trusting this man, ever in anything, in any public capacity. So shame on professional football.
Yeah.
Shame on him.
Yeah, and I don't care what team he goes to.
No.
I will boycott that team. I won't watch the games. I won't participate. I won't do anything that has Michael Vick involved in it. I don't care.
Absolutely not. This is Dee. He deserves to burn in hell, and he deserves to do it today because what he did to animals is unconscionable, and that anyone in this society on any level believes that's okay, you're wrong.
Yeah, pretty much ditto that. You know, I won't go on any farther. You know, the man was understanding. He quickly changed the subject when he found out that I was not against pit bulls and I was against Michael Vick and I am against the crime he did. So,
so just be thinking about it, folks. You know, you've got your own opinions. This is a very emotional issue. But, you know, if you think what he did was wrong, don't watch him play football.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's the least you can do. Just don't watch him play football.
And that takes no effort at all.
Right.
You know, one or two games out of the year that you might miss, it's
right.
not worth it. Don't worry about
right.
it. He's scum. Let him go off his own way.
Yeah. So that's our rant for today, and we feel much better, thank you very much, because we shared. I think we're going to be on our way.
Yep, I think we are, because we've got the giggles, and it's too nice to be sitting in the studio.
That's right. We're going to get outside and enjoy the day. Hope you do the same.
All right, take care, folks.